first of all, Jason Babin, Brad Meester, Maurice Jones-Drew, we gave them the day off from a physical standpoint. Will Rackley and Mercedes Lewis going through the return to play protocol. We're going to report on how they did and see how they feel tomorrow. As far as Blaine Gabbert and Dwayne Gratz, you know they're both out. Uche, his knee flared up a little bit while we were out there practicing, so just precautionary. It just tightened up, so we just held him out. Jordan Tymon, the shoulder should be okay. Mike Brown had tightness in his back. We noticed it in meetings too, and he tried to fight through it, but it was just, you know, we got to just see if we can calm it down in there. Cecil Shorts had a little bit of a groin. They were just limited. They still all practice. But I love our attitude right now. I think we had a team meeting today. We talked about the upcoming trip to Oakland, gave the schedule of how we're going to proceed with this West Coast trip. Normal schedule, a couple changes here and there, but we'll get as close to our routine as possible. But I think we have a great opportunity ahead of us with a talented Oakland team. You know, I watched quite a bit of tape on them and studying them all the preseason and the last game against Indy. And Pryor now, he's exciting. He's an exciting player for them. I think they do a nice job with him. Some of the passes and pass concepts they're using with him, the ability to movement passes, get him on the run a little bit, has been effective. Defensively, they're playing hard. I know Coach Tarver, and that's his style. They've got some new guys on defense, and to build them together and form a team that plays hard is what we expect. So I'll open up for questions.
What have you seen out of Chad these couple of days as he's approached?
Good. You know, I've always thought Chad going through the competition and things like that went through, I think he has some strong leadership. And the team, I think, just watching him in the huddle out there, team gravitates towards him. And, you know, I know knowledge-wise and he understands the scheme. It's been beneficial for us that he took as many reps as he did.
You mentioned you watched them in the preseason. Their starters were routed.
Their starters were what?
Routed in the preseason. What changed for them, I suppose?
Well, you know what? They played hard. They played hard. And the quarterback made some plays. You know, he played some plays. And I think you saw a team gain confidence the more they were out there with him. You know, he scrambled, had over 100 yards rushing, made plays on the run. They're talented to when he gets out of the pocket to extend the play. They've got some talented receivers with Streeter, you know, very talented. So, you know, he made plays on the run.
Do you anticipate more of Stephen Burton this week? You know,
yes.
Especially might have to, too.
Right, might have to. And I know I talked to him before practice and the comfort level. You know, compared to where he was last week at this time. He feels more comfortable, and I challenged him to step it up. You know, now it's, you know, where this thought, he thought maybe this was a kind of a 2-3 week process, get him ready. You know, it could have a chance to speed things up for him.
So who's catching passes today then? All these guys hurt. Out.
Tobias and Ebert. Did you see the slant he caught? No. You know what? Cecil did. We really took care of Cecil, got him in on the plays we need to see, and then the plays that he wasn't so much involved in, we didn't have him in. So we just tried to take care of him better that way.
So you had to use the practice squad guys with the first team then just to fill in.
Yeah, and sometimes that happens on defense. You saw Burley as a corner. We got him in there. And as a team, it's our job as coaches, I should say, to continue to develop our guys. There's going to be injuries that happen this year, and we know that. And that's what the practice squad is for, is to keep developing those guys so they're ready to go.
Lewis and Rackley are long shots for Sunday?
Lewis, more so. I think Lewis might be more of a long shot. Rackley, I don't believe so. We'll see.
Follow up on that, then you got to rely on Clint Harbor again. How far? How much has he caught up?
Well, I think what we'll see from him, too, is we like his athleticism. What we saw on tape, and I know we felt like where we were during training camp to now, we've upgraded that position. So, you know, there's some traits there that we like. We like his toughness, and he'll put his face in there, and so he has some traits.
You had said on Monday that you would consider maybe bringing in some quarterbacks in the wing. What happened in the wing? Did anything come from that?
No, it wasn't brought to my attention, if it was. We have not talked about that.
Mike Jenkins was the guy you had in here.
Yeah.
What'd you like about him? What's he doing for
Oakland? Well, with all due respect, I've watched some, you know, of him, just more so of the of their defense to get a style of what they play and things like that. But he's aggressive on the corner spot. You know, he's a good addition for them. Good addition. I know that football is very important to him, and he plays like him.
Coach, we've been asking some of the players about Murphy.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it's a story about handling some adversity and, you know, how adversity is going to hit from day to day, from hour to hour. And it's a decision how we handle it. You know, we can either let it get to us or we can turn it in and into a positive and capture it and demonstrate our leadership and our mindset. And, you know, that's in reality what it's all about.
Are you using Murphy a lot with the game like Sunday?
No, I'm not. You know what? You know, those are things that you demonstrate to the players in training camp and to illustrate, you know, how we want our culture and how we want to handle things. And sure, there are probably players who say every once in a while he's showing up. But, you know, what I like is I think they're handling Murphy well. In reality, to go out there and practice the way we did. And our whole line of thought today and the whole message in the locker room was pay attention to the details. You know, we called it ATD, attention to details. We felt like they kind of slipped away from us a little bit. And we recommitted to that. And, you know, I think we got better in that area today.
Is there a time in Seattle when you had to make a trip similar to the one coming up there? And is there anything that you can impart to your player?
No, nothing that where we stayed over after the game and were there, you know, what we're about to face. But we've had, you know, the time changes and things like that. But there's, I think, you know, the mentality of our team is going to be we'll go anywhere, anytime to compete. And if we have to change time zones, we'll do that. If it's to London, we'll do that. Any opportunity we got. And I'd rather have our players concentrating on that than the distance and the time zone changes we're facing.
How much of this trip do you really think, I know we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but do you think can be a bonding experience? And do you think this team needs a little bit of that at this point?
Well, you know what? I think we're bonding pretty well. That'd be another good question to ask the team. I think what I see as far as them getting together, I'm really seeing the defense bonding together. You can start seeing that those guys taking ownership. So I like that. Special teams, I've seen that take place. I think offensively it's coming. It's not there yet. I think it just needs to where you have some success, and it will come. And right now we're grinding through it, and you know, but it'll come. I know the type of character we have there.
Chad told us earlier that he's hopeful he can hold on to the job. What's your reaction to that?
That's good. I would hope he would say that. I mean, he's a competitor, and that's why we have confidence in him playing. You know, I really want him to go out there and capture this and be at his best. And that's our conversation today. I said, don't wait till Sunday now to compete. You know, that's too late. You have to start. You know, you did in training camp and now, but don't miss it today, starting in walkthrough. You know, the short passes, the long passes you throw, don't go through the motions now. Really put your mind into it like, you know, it's Sunday. And really for our players, I want it to when that whistle blows every day is Sunday.
Any thoughts about how you can get the ball to Mercedes? I mean, to Bruce Jones through more?
Well, you know what? You ran the zone scheme at UCLA. And we're running quite a bit of zone right now. And I like Mojo's approach to it. I think he'll get more and more comfortable with our offensive line and the stretch points where he has to hit, the more and more opportunities he gets. It'll come to him, and you're seeing flashes of it. I think it just takes time and, you know, for the offensive line and for him to get a feel for it.
I think that was part of the problem Sunday then, that it's kind of a new scheme, and there was.
Well, you know, I wouldn't put it all on that. You know, give credit to Kansas City. They did a nice job. We ended up in some second longs, you know, second and 15, second and 14s, you know, situations like that to where, you know, where it's difficult to say we're going to run the ball when we need to try to get a first down there. So, you know, I just think it's a process, Vito, and I think he'll be fine. I love his mentality. And right now, his approach to it and his conviction on getting it done is there.
Are you aware this team historically has not played well on the West Coast? Are you aware of that at all?
Yeah, this team? Our team?
The Jaguars, yeah.
past.
No, I just, we have, you know, what, 16 guys that have been here in the past. So I don't know what our team is going to do that's here right now.
How much should they put prior on the move to sort of cut the thing in half and clarify things for him?
Well, you know, some of it is, Ryan, he does some movement passes, some boots. He'll do that. He'll do some roll passes. But a lot of his long yardage came on just drop-back passes where he scrambled and took off and ran. So now it puts pressure on our pass rush lanes.